A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Trying this time. This is Jeremy. I'm back this week with Kevin.
Well, we're all back this week because we just had a Pro Wrestling Ohio review last week.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yes, you and Dan.
Yep.
And Dusty had some technical difficulties on his end. I'm not sure about a TNA audio this week, kid. So for all of you who have been tuning in, sorry about that, but it's kind of out of his control. So
yep.
Once he's back up and running, that'll be back.
Not much you can do when your dog eats your phone.
Yes. So you know what? I guess to fill in the blank, we can talk
Bernard
a little bit.
Did poop it out.
Well, yeah, because it probably ate, swallowed it whole and just bombed it out whole too. Giant ass dog. I guess, you know, to fill the blank, fill the void, we can talk a little bit about TNA, if you feel like it.
Let's go ahead and do that. You know, it's not like I don't review that show, too.
Yeah.
So, although this week, that review may not happen, since I have the old tickets to the Blue Jackets Los Angeles Kings game.
That's inexcusable.
Yeah.
I think while you're there, you should be streaming. You have WoW. I'm sure they have some sort of mobile app. So on one hand, you can watch, and on the other hand, just take notes with the old pen and paper, you know?
And just type it right into my phone after it happens.
Your personal life should not interfere with your duties for this site.
Yeah, so, I know.
And you're going to a you're going to a Columbus Blue Jackets game, for Christ's sake. It's not like you're going to see, you know, the Wings or...
Well, that's why I only pick games that I want to see the opposing team.
Yeah. Well, I was at the bar before we started doing this, and I was watching, real quick, I was watching the Wings in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia doesn't... Apparently their players don't understand you're supposed to keep your head up.
Oh. Okay.
So Cromwell just kept murdering people. And then they get mad at him. And I was like, these are legal hits. Just... It's like, what happened to the old thing with hockey players? Keep your head up and nothing bad happens. These idiots just kept putting their head down. And like, is it Dave Tippett is their coach? No.
No, he's Phoenix's coach.
Yeah, I know. I knew
what's his name?
Peter
Laviolette.
Yeah. He's bitching at the referees the whole time. And I'm like, I can't yell because I'm not in a hockey-friendly bar. But I just want to be like, shut the fuck up, you whiny bitches. Philadelphia is supposed to be like the Goon Squad or what, the Broadway Bullies from way back when, and now they're reduced to just bitching about it getting hit on every single play. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, so there's that. But on TNA, I don't know. I watched the show. I can't exactly say I enjoy it all that much. So there are a few bright spots that I think are on this show.
Yeah.
And it may be... You know,
they've definitely gone from like completely suck to at least okay. To me, for the most part, the first half of this week's show I thought was worse than it has been in a while. The first hour of this show.
I'm pulling up your review here. Let's see. What was in the first hour? Bobby Roode came out and talked, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Sting showed up, okay.
Yeah, the Daniels, Kazarian, and AJ Styles thing is just bizarre. The Madison Rayne, Gail Kim thing, it's two heels going up against each other who are supposed to like, I mentioned that it would make more sense to have heels turn against each other in a tag match, but the fact that they're trying to be friendly or mockingly trying to be friendly is just stupid. Like, they both are looking at the other person going, I know what you're doing. And then it's like, well, then why are you doing this?
Yeah. Well,
it's all right. It's fine to have a problem.
Yeah. Well, I guess I want to back up a little bit when you mentioned the Daniels, Kazarian, AJ Styles thing.
Oh, okay.
This is where better announcing, I think, would help this angle. Because it's clear Kazarian now isn't in the same position he was when Daniels was first holding whatever he has over him. It's almost like Kazarian's just resigned to the fact that he's evil again, or he's, you know, he's a heel or bad guy.
Right.
Because you pointed out something, why didn't Daniels order Kazarian to be first in the match?
Right.
And, you know, and I agreed with you at first, but then when I finally watched the match, I was like, you know, I kind of get this, because Daniels probably wanted Kazarian to interfere or something. And I don't know. And he kind of got his wish, and that's why AJ got kicked in the balls.
Right.
I guess it's like a different twist on, you know, dragging the same dumbass storyline out that there's something being held over Kazarian's head, something being held over his head, something, and finally it's like, you know, it just kind of rubbed off that, you know what, this is actually working for me. Because he acted like a heel at the end of it.
I guess that's what's confusing to me. Like, I guess maybe you described it to me better that he's resigned to being evil, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I was like, I guess that makes sense. So, or at least why maybe he had a change of heart. Because that's the other thing. I'm like, well, why would you mope around? But, yeah, I guess that could be one way to go.
Yeah. I mean, or unless it's like, you know, and this is something, I guess this is an extension of their storytelling. Like, filling in the blanks or whatever. Maybe we're doing that for them.
Right.
But it just seems it's a dumb storyline. And this holding something over someone's head stuff never really works out all that great. Because eventually it comes out.
Oh, right.
And, you know, and it never works out. It's always a letdown. So at least it seems like they're trying to do something different with it. So if there's a negative, if there's a positive inside of a negative, this would be it. To just turn Kazarian heel. You know, don't worry about it. That sort of thing. Or I'm just reading way too much into it, trying to find something salvageable.
it got started. I mean, that is right, though. No matter what they do, even if it turns good at this point, they are salvaging it. One way or the other.
Yeah.
It was completely boring me stiff. Like, if they change something up about it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, but this also makes you wonder if this is a residual angle left over from Russo's booking. You know, they got rid of him, so now they're like, well, we've got all these loose ends we got to tie up.
Right.
So maybe Bischoff and Hogan were like, all right, this is what we're doing. Or Lagana, who apparently is the head writer now, he was like, all right, look, we got to fix this. We got to fix this. Like, the angles that they weren't really that into.
Right.
So.
And I guess that's talking about the angle that I already talked about there with Madison Rain and Gail Kim. It's like, I don't understand. Like, if you're cleaning stuff up, why are you doing something this dumb then?
Yeah. Well, neither one of these. Gail Kim works better as a heel. Madison Rain, I don't think, could ever work as a face. So you're kind of stuck in this. You want people to be in the role that's successful for each other, so you kind of got to go with this.
Well, right, but they actually do a somewhat decent job of keeping other women on TV.
Yeah.
So there's no use in, Well, A, and I think I said it later in the show there about Velvet Sky. It's just like they haven't given her the chance. She won the title, but then they took it off her like a week later or something dumb like that.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Yeah,
it was like, okay, like, and they keep on pushing her. So it's kind of like, just shit, please. Like, it's not even get off the pot. Like, I don't even want them to do that. Just take the shit. Like, you guys clearly want to. Like, what is your problem? Pull the trigger. Why did Madison or Rain have to toss her from that Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Or Battle Royal from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's like, let it backfire on Madison like she was trying to be sneaky, but, you know, Velvet Sky got the job done again. That's the head-scratcher to me. It's just like, and they're still pushing her after she loses the Battle Royal. It's like, dude, just fucking do it. Like, let her carry the title for a little bit of time. Like, you guys you guys want to do it.
Well, I get the feeling there are women tag team champions. There's a women's champion. I don't get the feeling that any of them matter, though. So it's like, if Velvet had the belt, who would care? And it doesn't seem like the women's championship is important. They want to say it is, but it's only really two people that give a shit about it, or three. Gail, Madison, and Velvet. So the whole
dance
around it, sort of, I suppose.
Well, they just had her lose to Gail Kim at the last pay-per-view, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it did, but isn't Victoria, or what's her name now, Tara, isn't she the number one contender?
No, Madison Rain is.
Ah, so fucking confused. Didn't Tara win something? Or was she the one that lost to Gail Kim at the pay-per-view?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. She did lose to the pay-per-view.
All right.
I think it was the pay-per-view before that, then, that Mickie James lost to her.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean, she just got out of the title hunt. She deserves to be cooled off and just have something, you know, else to do.
All right.
You know, I don't have any problems with that. You can't have all of them in the title picture at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they do a good job of getting two women's matches on. To at least, and they've tried to make a couple of them. The one was a mid-main event, and the one was a main event somewhat recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not organized enough to really matter.
No, but all the women are the same.
I do agree with you in that department.
You know, but all the women in this league are the same. They can talk about the competition, whatever else, but every personality is the exact same. It's just catty bitches who decide when it's time they just start screeching. And then they constantly talk about being screwed, or I'm going to screw this. And one thing, and I'm glad you actually have it exactly in your review, Velvet Sky is complaining again. Exactly. She was screwed by Madison. The screwing stops now. Everybody, and I guess the same thing goes to the guys, TNA loves saying that someone screwed somebody. And it should be screwed over. Because if you screw someone, that immediately brings to mind, well, you fuck somebody. Not that you screwed them over. You know, you messed chances. It's just, it's really redundant, and it seems childish by now. It's like, just say the words and bleep it out. You know, just something.
Oh, well, they overdo that half the time anyway, though.
Well, yeah. Well, with what's his name being gone, that guy. Him.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter?
Yeah, no, I intentionally screwed that up.
Yeah, that guy. But, no, I think Bobby Roode mentioned something about Sting screwing him or trying to screw him.
Well, that's just part of
It's their vernacular, but it's something that shouldn't be in there anymore. It's just awkward.
Oh, okay.
It's like saying butt or crap. No, gone. You're not allowed to say that anymore. But
yeah,
I don't know. I guess my other big problem with TNA is I don't give a shit about any of these guys. Well, not any of them, but I'd say 95% of these guys I don't care about watching on TV. And it goes back to that thing I wrote about the pay-per-view, the $34.95, please.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens between Kazarian, Daniels, and AJ Styles. I mean, even Madison Rain seems like she's been there so long and focused so long. It's like, okay, you're still around?
They could definitely use some freshening up in their characters.
Well, but you know what? They're making a big change, though. They are bringing Abyss back, so they're going to help out in that respect.
Jesus.
Did you remember he was even in TNA? I mean, when you do your reviews every week, or you watch the show, were you sitting there going, wow, I wonder when Abyss is coming back?
The first week that he wasn't there, I'm like, they didn't have Abyss on. And then I think I saw him for the Ring of King project there. And I was like, oh, he's in India, where he should be. Good. And I and I haven't thought about him since then.
Yeah. There are certain people in this league that if they aren't on, do you miss Hernandez or Anarchia or whatever his name was?
No. Yeah. I do like our old pal from Pro Wrestling Ohio, Zema Ion. Mm-hmm. I like the X Division, or at least the guys that they are featuring right now.
Austin Aries being involved with Bobby Roode, that was some good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was really good, yeah.
And actually, finally, I think, aside from maybe staying screwed over, I'm liking Bobby Roode's character more now.
Yeah, I don't like the whole I'm the it factor of professional wrestling, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I think his execution is getting better, but I don't like the content, I guess.
Since you mentioned Shima Ion, if you ever, and I've mentioned this before, if you ever go to the Facebook page for Dixie Carter, she will, sometimes she's got her Twitter synced up to her Facebook, so she posts something about being proud of Jesse Sorensen.
Yeah.
And she goes, I have no comment on Shima's, I always mess his name up. What is his name again?
Zema Ion.
Thank you. Zema Ion. His comments. Reading people's comments about Zema is really funny. Because there are people who take this shit seriously. And then you'll see a little snarky guy in the middle of it say, you guys realize this is an angle, right? He doesn't actually mean that. And it just gets ignored, and people are saying, I can't believe he'd say something like that. You should fire him immediately. You should kick him out of TNA. And I'm like, wow, you people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, I talked to Eric, because Eric said something about, I would hope people would know better. I'm like, nah, I've been to enough live events. There are people that still think that it's way too real.
Yeah, they don't get it. But I actually like that. I like that idea. Of him just saying, yeah, I'd do it again. Oh, well. I mean, that's kind of like a pro wrestling standard. Except for D'Lo Brown.
Yeah. Taz and Mike Tenay actually did a pretty solid job of coming down on him for not caring about the broken neck. You know, he's like, because even Taz kind of delineated between, saying that, hey, you know, I didn't mean to do it, and, not being a dick and kind of gloating about hurting the guy.
Yeah. And they always mention Taz's neck injury as well, so it makes him the expert on it. But I don't know, man. Going back to what I said earlier, though, I think TNA still suffers from just an overexposure of the people they put on TV.
Oh, okay.
you know, it's there's not a lot of people to care about because they've been around so long in the same damn roles. Like, Kurt Angle used to be a somebody. Jeff Hardy used to be someone, but now it's just like, eh.
Oh, whatever. And you know what? Someone else that I don't care who hasn't been around? Speaking of old star power, Rob Van Dam.
You know what? Didn't even occur to me he hasn't been on. So, yeah, you're right in that respect. I think if it's out of sight, out of mind with some of these guys now, and that's not good, you should be craving for some of these guys. Like Ken Anderson. I don't give a shit if he ever comes back.
I definitely forgot about him.
Yeah. I mean, he was back on like the road tour, but he hasn't appeared back on TV. And it's just like, whatever, don't care.
Yeah, so, no, I can understand that for sure. I just think that overall the content of the show to me has been better. It's still not, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you on the content
or anything like that. But
yeah,
that's
but
the
it's
problem.
Just, yeah, it's like you can.
Did you hit mute again?
I sure did, but. It's you can have good content, but if it's surrounded by the same people.
Yeah, no. I definitely get your point.
It's
yeah. There aren't very many people, and the people that I do care about are mostly fresh.
Yeah, and you know one of those fresh guys.
Austin Aries is fresh. Rude is pretty fresh. Bully Ray,
the
singles guy, is fresh.
That's a guy that they need to hook onto. And he's been around for how long now? We were in college when he was in ECW. And he's just now really hitting, is it not full potential, but that Bully Ray character is believable. It's entertaining. And it's solid. And that is something they should get behind. They've actually got, as goofy as this sounds, a homegrown talent. And Bully Ray.
He's been there for a while now.
Yeah. But
they,
it's weird to say a homegrown talent for someone who's been in the industry this long and had some, you know, high profile matches for both ECW and WWEF at the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, because the WWE pulled the plug on his singles run really early.
Uh huh. Well, as they should have, because that character was boring.
Right.
But this Bully Ray character, that would translate real easy to WWE now.
Yeah, and he's in the best shape of his life, too, which is just, you know, bizarre. Nothing like being at the end of your career and finally deciding you need to hit a gym.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows if it's the end of his career or not, but, I mean, you know, he's up there. I mean, he's up there in age. But,
yeah.
And with all the abuse he's taken, too. But maybe this TNA schedule is exactly what he needed, though.
That's true.
You know? But now, Magnus, they should be getting behind a little bit more. I know they've got the tag team titles, but what a goofy situation they put him in. Joe and Magnus with James Storm?
Yeah.
This should have been Matt Morgan and Crimson. The bad Crimson, not the really good one.
Yeah, that was really weird having them go from good guys or bad guys to good guys all of a sudden.
Yeah, in a week.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's still not an interesting show to me. I guess that's part of the problem with me. So
yeah, no, I definitely get your point, but I'm glad having to this, that it has at least improved so that I'm not just, like, pounding my skull against my keyboard. You know, that always helps out when you're not just sitting there going, motherfucker, I have to do this, son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, that's what I say when I go, well, I got to watch this show now. Well, let's move on to something a little different. That was just a TNA checkpoint. Since Dusty couldn't get to the show this week, let's do a little lighthearted one real quick.
Sure.
CM Punk is he didn't start it. Well, he started it, but Sean Merriman, he of the Buffalo Bills. And as I said in my post, yes, that is a real NFL team.
Hey, they had a good first eight games.
Yeah, and they've lost all those Super Bowls. Well, apparently Sean Merriman is friends with Chris Brown. Chris Brown's a guy that repeatedly punched his girlfriend Rihanna in the face and, abused her. So, out of the blue, apparently Sean Merriman realized CM Punk was being a dick on Twitter to his friend, the guy who punched his girlfriend repeatedly in the face, Chris Brown.
Hey, well, and, Sean Merriman supposedly likes to do that too, so, you know.
Well, but he was acquitted of all charges, and really, not acquitted, excuse me. They tossed the case out due to lack of evidence. And as much of a meathead as this guy is, it went to the DA's office, and if they determined that there was no evidence involved, and even a civil case, I believe, got thrown out in this.
Oh, okay.
So, I think the bitch is lying. But I just want, it's worth mentioning because he decided to call out CM Punk about, I figure, about what he said about Chris Brown going back 2 weeks ago, and it's not news anymore. His Twitter said, fuck CM Punk, with the dashes. he's still a punk forever in my book. I'm sure my supporters feel the same way. And WWE, I ain't hosting y'all new network until somebody whoops CM Punk because he's a pussy. But it's a pussy with a dollar sign instead of a U.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful to not get yourself in trouble.
The other thing is, it's a serious?
Yeah, the Bills might fire him if he actually put a U in there.
They're supposedly trading him to the Saints, so I don't know what he cares.
I don't know why anyone would trade for that piece of garbage.
Well, he's had 12 sacks in the last 2 years? 12 tackles? Sacks?
12 tackles.
Yeah. Is it really tackles? Seriously?
Yeah, it's tackles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, it's also worth noting, Sean Merriman was suspended for doing steroids, and then he came back and he hasn't been any good since. Just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, a lot of people are putting that one out there, as they should.
Okay, I just don't understand this stuff. And one of his things says, and WWE, I ain't hotting shit, but with a number sign instead of an I, until CM is dethroned. I ain't a hater at all. But if you like dudes tanning by the pool in a thong, that's cool. I think he had pillows under his stomach. Well, I always thought that if you were the bottom, you put the pillow under your head. You know, that's where the pillow biter thing came from. So he doesn't even have his gay slur correct.
Oh, that's what he was going for?
Yes, I believe that's it.
Like,
yeah.
I was so lost. I'm like, I have no idea what this guy is saying.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say, that CM Punk is a pillow biter, but that he put it under his chest. And I'm like, you're a dope.
Oh my gosh, he's such a fucking idiot.
Yeah, most football players are actually rather intelligent men. You have to be, with all the schemes, all those things you have to work on, and the business aspect and all that. But then there's the guys who are just fucking stupid. And he's clearly one of them.
I was just trying to figure out. Oh, okay. Well, the University of Maryland can be proud.
Well, and by the way, Sean Merriman, what we were referring to earlier, I forgot, we kind of lost this one. Tila Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one that accused him of choking her. And then they threw that out, so she tried a civil case, and I believe that got tossed out as well. So it's just like, okay, whatever. really, it's like, okay, Tila Tequila saying that some guy abused her. Really? Okay, whatever.
Yep.
So, but that's it. It's just worth mentioning, and just basically how stupid Twitter is. But it's fun to watch people just ruin themselves on it. So, Let's see. Oh, there's also a tragic death. Another wrestler has departed this earthly plane earlier than expected. Doug Furness died earlier this week.
Yes. Yes, he did. Shockingly, of heart disease.
There you go.
I was shocked and appalled to find out that it was heart disease.
I mean, it's sad that another person died because of a heart disease.
Oh my gosh, okay, I just clicked on the story there. It says his body was badly decomposed. It was so decomposed the coroner couldn't even estimate how long he'd been deceased.
No, because it...
Oh my god, like...
We shouldn't be talking about this story. This is gonna go nowhere good.
Well, that guy had no one.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the Lane Staley thing.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man.
At least people had an excuse to leave him alone. He's doing way too much heroin.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Doug Furness was living life a little more cleanly than Mr. Staley in recent years, and
yeah, man,
I don't know.
It's just such a weird thing, because Doug Furness, I mean, can you name, and this isn't even being mean, in all honesty, this is not being mean, can you name one career highlight of Doug Furness? Epic hair does not count.
Epic Fu Manchu doesn't count either.
Nope. Mustache? No.
Oh. No. Did he team with Paul Roma at some point?
No, it was in November. It was Furness and LaFon.
I thought that he ended up teaming with Paul Roma at some point, too.
Well, he may have. I don't know. He may have. But how weird is it that we remember Doug Furness, but I can't remember one match with them. I know they were in ECW. They were in WWF at the time for a while. I can't remember one decent match.
Yeah, neither can I.
But immediately you know who the hell he is. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, he wasn't even really a jobber. Like, I don't remember him being a jobber. Like, I mean, he definitely lost more than he won. But, like, I wouldn't, and I know that I always use Barry Horowitz as my jobber du jour, even if he had an Intercontinental title run at some juncture. It was long after I'd stopped watching. So, but yeah, like, I don't remember him losing at an epic rate like someone like that.
Yeah. I mean, they were never a successful team. They always had like a middling run. Him and Phil LaFon. But I can't honestly think of one fucking match that they had that I cared about. But yet, I know what he looks like. You know who his tag team partner was. I could tell you like some of his history, but I can't tell you one other thing about him. I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah, no, it is pretty strange to have nothing really definable about you aside from an epically awesome hairdo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a black guy's Jerry curl on a white dude. That's awesome. Good for you. I don't know how we did it.
Hey,
but
it runs in the DeFrango family. He you know, sometimes white people grow some badass afro.
Let your soul shine through, I suppose.
Yep.
But no, it's just worth noting, and it's not even a gang up on him. I mean, he died sadly. I mean,
yeah, no, if you died of heart disease and nobody came to visit you and your body is that decomposed, I mean, there's nothing more you can say than sad. Like,
where's Phil LaFon and all this? Jesus Christ, motherfucker. Is you bagging groceries with, not bagging groceries, but getting cars with Shane Douglas? Jesus Christ, man. But, all right, before that gets out of hand, I think we handled that very well, actually. So so we can give ourselves a pat on the back. Let's talk a little bit about Raw. Kevin and I are trying to avoid a lot of WWE talk because we do the WrestleMania preview shows, so we're trying not to make those redundant, but whatever.
Yeah, especially, well, I mean, we still have 27 days until that happens or whatever.
Yes. So, I don't know. Raw was interesting. It was another good show, I thought. A lot of talking again. So I think if you're like a paying customer, you're not real happy about that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to next week. I'm so going to be sitting through just like at least an hour of commercials.
Oh, that's right. You're going next week.
Yeah,
aren't you?
I'm going to SmackDown next week.
All right. So we'll have to do a exclusive live after show coverage then. We'll talk about that off air. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
One of the big news items coming out of the show, HBK is going to be the special guest referee for Hunter and Taker in the Hell in a Cell. Adds a little bit of danger for Undertaker, to be honest, because, I mean, you know, this could all be a setup between Triple H and HBK, you know?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah. So, but that's just a news item. That's something we'll definitely save for later.
Yeah.
Plus we have, you know, a whole month still. The other big story. Oh, no. What are you watching?
Oh, I saw Cronwall lay out Voracek.
Yeah. Pick your head up, stupid. Pick your head up. That's your fault.
He got destroyed.
Yeah. And then Cronwall did it to another guy later. And a little pussy flyer player's like, want to fight. And Crown was like, no. Pick your head up, stupid. It's hockey.
They kind of got him back by winning the game, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks, you know.
Yeah. Like, but please
help lock in a first-round matchup for the Flyers and the Penguins.
Well, you're getting Sidney back so he can play one game and then sit out the rest of the playoffs. what the fuck? Oh. The other big news coming out of Raw was Jack Swagger losing the United States title to Santino Marella, which is really, this match was just a backdrop for the ongoing GM conflict, and that sounds like it was off WWE's website, but it wasn't. I don't know what overshadows what. Swagger lost the title, there was more conflict between the GMs, or that Swagger did his hairstyle just like John Laurinaitis.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I didn't even think about it being just like Laurinaitis's.
It may not have been intentional, but it sure as hell looked just like John Laurinaitis's hair.
Yeah, he could have passed for a younger John Laurinaitis if he really wanted to.
So I guess my question is,
if he would have brought out a skateboard, we would have been good to go.
But what's worse? Swagger's normal hairstyle, or that thing he was wearing on Monday?
I would go with that thing that he was wearing on Monday.
Yeah. I mean, at least the spiky hair makes him look somewhat normal, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not normal. It makes him stand out a little bit worse. So.
That was just terrible. Like, I really didn't understand it.
No, it's not a good look. It's not a look he should be using either.
No.
At all. Like, Swagger's a boring-looking person anyways. Right, boring but odd at the same time. With those goofy-ass arms and gangly smile and all that stuff. It's like, you shouldn't be combing your hair like a 10-year-old boy on picture day at school.
Yeah. That's the other thing that didn't help is it wasn't cut right to really be doing it in that style. Yeah.
I think the other big news out of that, though, was that we almost got an upskirt from Vicky Guerrero, but she was wearing shorts, so it just turned out it was just her two fat legs rubbing together. So that's both disappointing but a relief.
Yeah, she's kind of leveled back out in the losing weight department.
Yeah. And by leveled out, she's just kind of given up. I don't know. The match was fine. People love Santino, so it's hard to, like, you know, bet against him or root against him.
Yeah.
The guy understands how to get a crowd behind him. I don't know how that happened, but he sure as hell gets it.
Yeah, people went nuts. I mean, that's why I said in the Definitely Live and half-assed review of Raw that, everyone went nuts. Like, I don't remember anyone going that crazy for someone winning the U.S. title, even when Ryder won it a couple of months ago. Like, I don't think people were this crazy.
Well, I'm actually glad you mentioned him. He did get a pretty good pop Monday for his music playing. And then they just gave him this chintzy shit line to say to Eve. And then after that, she goes backstage and starts making out with him. And then he acts all flabbergasted like a little boy who's never gotten, like, touched a girl before.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem I have with that part of the angle. It's just like, okay, I understand. I think she's pretty smoking hot.
Yeah, she is.
I would be flattered, but it's just like, hold on, if she just did what she did to you, why would you even entertain the thought? I'd be like, okay, thanks, Toots.
Yeah. And it's just like, all these weeks of this shit, and
that's all he got in.
Some broad kisses you? I mean, honestly, let's be honest here. A kiss is nothing. If she goes backstage, drops down, and starts going down on you or something, well, then you're going to sit there and go, well, you know, consider it something different. But it's just, she just kissed you. It's like, what are you, 5? All right, 12? When you start to get interested in girls? I mean, act like you've gotten some before.
Yeah, no. I mean, he always kind of acts like he's going out to the clubs and everything. It's like, come on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We know you slept with someone in the meantime.
Yeah, you would hope. I mean, by your Twitter and your online show, some chick named Princess Leia, I would figure you bagged that a couple times. And you're a successful wrestler or sports entertainer, whatever. So you figure you'd be bagging some other chicks, too. So,
well, it's entertainer.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, all right, you're plowing some diva ass. Well, you can plow some ring rat ass, too. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, that was disgusting.
Yeah, but, yeah, so the Zack Ryder thing, and I guess my prediction of Zack Ryder and Kane at WrestleMania is totally wrong.
Yeah.
I'm almost wondering if they're going to work Zack into a, if they're going to work Zack into a, and somehow into the Kelly and Eve match, which seems to be inevitable now.
Oh, have some type of a mixed tag match.
Well, no, I just figure they're going to have the two of them in some sort of monstrous match, and he'll interfere to help Eve win.
Oh.
Or well, maybe help Kelly win. I don't know.
Well, that would
it
make a little
seem
more
like
sense.
A good use. Yeah. Like, you know, Eve thinks that he's in his corner and stuff, and she's not, or he's not. Like a reverse Christian. Remember the Chris Jericho match with Christian? And then Trish smacked Jericho and started making out with Christian or whatever?
Oh, yeah. It'd
be the reverse of that, I suppose.
Think so.
Yeah. It was one of the WrestleManias. I can't remember by number.
Okay.
That's Dusty and Eric's forte. So, but yeah, that one struck me as weird. So, but then the big thing of the night obviously was Rock and Cena again.
Yes, there was a lot of Rock and Cena on our television.
Yeah, and
a whole lot of it.
Yeah, and Rock did his little things behind, you know, with the famous points in Boston. And then Cena did a serious sit-down interview.
Yeah, no, that was kind of amusing that I was on the other side of the ship from the Twitterverse on pretty much everything involving The Rock and John Cena. I was fully amused.
I didn't mind it, but doesn't it seem like The Rock is just burning through the same stuff?
Yeah, no, I was like, okay, dude. Okay, like, whatever. Like, none of his segments made me give a shit about him.
Now, I will say this. The first one, I believe it was, when he was on the bridge with all the merchandise. First, great way to get John Cena merchandise plug on your show. Good job.
Yeah.
Second, Rock's, it almost seemed like genuine. Like, he didn't know what they were going to give him, but when he got to the midget pants, and Rock kind of, like, cracked himself up, and then when he got to the garden gnome, which, in case people don't know this, there is a Rock garden gnome. So, you know, whatever.
Rock and Cena garden gnomes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's one of those generic things. Like, you know, like they have a mouse pad for people, but it's like you choose who it is, and they just put a mouse pad, they put them on a mouse pad.
Right.
It's one of those sort of things. But it seemed like Rock was genuinely enjoying himself with that. Just goofing on dumbass merchandise WWE puts out.
Whew, and it is dumb.
Yeah, and it could have been anybody, but in this case it was Cena.
Right.
But then that's really where it kind of lost me. It's like, all right, this is the same tired stuff again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he hasn't had anything kind of, you know, a different take on Cena at all pretty much the whole time. And it has,
yep.
And when Cena's like, dude, you're just trying to come up with a bunch of catchphrases. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's just
Cena's
like,
been stomping him in these.
Yeah. I've been really kind of surprised. Like, and even I liked his sit down segment. It was funny that almost everyone, and to me, like, when I see the other wrestlers chiming in saying they don't like it, that's when I start to question, like, my opinion, but then it's like, well, no, fuck off. The only thing that I hated about Cena's stuff was, oh my gosh, it's like stop changing camera angles and doing the far away and zoom in, and mm-hmm. then start from another camera far out and zoom in, and start from a third camera far out, and it's like, oh my god. Just let it stay in a couple of positions, maybe change it once or twice during the promo so that it isn't completely boring. But, oh my gosh, you don't need to be changing it, like, every 15 seconds through a five-minute promo.
Well, I think with that, and this is, encompasses the end, really, for me, Cena was no-selling everything Rock did. He just kind of stood there with a smirk on his face. I thought it would have been better if, you know, Cena can no-sell it, but he can no-sell it in a better way. Like, when Rock insults him, Cena can just be like, ugh. Like, roll the eyes.
Oh.
Or just be like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, so that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But instead, he just kind of just, like, smirked. Like, nothing. I'm like, that's not helping. And I can't imagine this is all a shoot with them two.
Oh.
It,
yeah. They,
you know, it...
Everyone that's involved with the WWE is saying so much how much they really hate each other. Because even Edge, when he was on Opie and Anthony, he's like, oh, yeah, no, they really hate each other. And it's like they're trying to mask that they're okay with each other.
Yeah.
You know, they're going so far, everyone involved with the WWE is going so far out of their way to say how much they hate each other. It's like, okay, they're probably fine with each other.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure they're not like best friends, but if it's a business thing, which is obviously what Rock is there for, isn't it clear? I mean, these two would be the better their angle is, the more money they make. So
yeah,
it just
and that was kind of one thing to go back to Cena's promo that I liked about it is. To me, and this kind of aligns with the whole Triple H Undertaker thing, for The Rock, there is no one else for him to take on, really, in the WWE. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as I love CM Punk, no. Like, maybe Chris Jericho?
It's been done before, though.
But it has been done before.
Yeah.
So, you know, that wouldn't have quite as much punch to it. So it's just like, yeah, like, Cena was right. Like, he has, he's the only guy that he could really come back for. Like, he's been big enough now. Like, if he didn't, if The Rock couldn't pick on his 10 years of terror or whatever he was calling it, the funny thing is I'm kind of making fun of The Rock for calling it that, but I kind of agree with him for the most part, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, because he has been in that spot for that long, though, it's the only thing that makes this match work.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes the match work, yeah.
And everyone, I've read a bunch of reports, not even reports, but just like reviews and whatnot. And I must have missed this, but when did they say that they were going to have a wrap off versus?
At the very end of Raw.
Okay, I totally missed that.
It was like after the credits or during the credits or something like that. I was just like, oh, thank dear God that I don't have to see that.
Yeah, I don't. It's why they're doing that doesn't make any sense. You know, I know the Rock likes singing, but his singing stuff only worked when he was a heel, because he was just a dick, and there's no way he's gonna do that. So it's not possibly gonna work correctly. But you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and Cena hasn't really rapped at all, but the only thing that I can say is that they're trying to do something different. So that,
yeah, well.
Well, you know, The Rock isn't going to wrestle. Aside from his match at WrestleMania, he's not getting in the ring.
Yeah.
And if he does, it's going to be such a squash match that it's going to be going to be pretty much useless.
Yeah, well. Yeah, no, you're right. He's not getting back in the ring. Well, I wouldn't doubt if it was a week before he does. But we'll see on that aspect, so.
Yeah, you would think that he'd try to maybe knock off a little live rust there. But
yeah.
Whatever.
So it's the biggest show on their planet, you know, coming up. But, all right. Well, I think that's a good place to stop. You know, we're kind of all over the place this week. It was kind of a different feel. So hopefully everyone enjoyed it. If not, well, then too late. You already made it to the end, so whatever. All right. Yeah, so that's everything. So I guess it's plug time.
Plugs.
All right, so you can follow us on Twitter. We are at StunkGranny. I'm at Granny Maze. Kevin is DeFrango11. Dusty Giebink is Dusty Giebink. Eric's on Twitter barely ever, so it's almost not even worth mentioning anymore. I don't even see him posting stuff. So I don't know what he's doing. So if you find him, hey, good, but there's nothing really going to be said.
Yep.
You can leave a comment on this audio show or anything else. Every post we make has a comment section, and feel free to say something. We'll respond, I guess. I don't know. Email us at stunkgranny@gmail.com or stunkgranny@gmail.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes to this very show and any other show that we do. If you subscribe to Stunk Granny, it all goes under the same one. So you get Kevin and Dan's PWO show, you get Dusty and Matt's TNA show, you get this very fun show here. So pretty much open up iTunes, and it automatically downloads for you once you subscribe. That's pretty cool. It's easy. But still come to the site, because we still need the hits. That's the only way we can make money. Even because we're not making any right now. So come to the site, get the hit so we can, like, you know, do our own thing and make money off of you people.
No.
What's this all about?
All we need to do is just be able to, well, hopefully. Change is in the winds, let's say.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. So, I think that's everything. So I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to get another Dale's Pale Ale, and you guys have a good night.
And okie doke, grandkids. You'll be hearing from us coming up soon, since Dan may or may not be available for Pro Wrestling Ohio reviews this week. So Jeremy and I might be doing something completely different Tomorrow. We'll find out.
Yeah.
If not...
If he's using the excuse that he's covering Missouri basketball...
No, he's being a dork. He's being an econ dork currently.
Oh, no. What's he doing?
He's taken some of his econ club to Chicago.
Econ club?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do your sippy time beer thing.
I will grab a sippy time beer. Unlike Jeremy, I haven't been drinking before the show. So I have a good night, grandkids.
So, is it this great?